هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، فاتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، وما عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, they must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you for continuation of explanation the book Riyad al-Saliheen by Imam al-Nawawi and the explanation by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his soul with his mercy. And we're still dealing with the chapter of Al-Quran, and specifically chapter 183, which is the encouragement to recite certain surahs and certain verses from the Quran. And today we have a new hadith in our chapter. And this is hadith, those who have Riyad al-Saliheen, Dar al-Salam publication. This will be hadith number 1021. This hadith by Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man hafidha 10 ayatin 10 ayatin min awwal surat al-kahf usima min ad-dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated what the meaning is in the hadith, which he, in the collection of Imam Muslim, and reported by Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever commits to memory the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from the trial of Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist. And before I forget, that there is another version of this hadith which is say the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. But Sheikh Al-Imam Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi said that this riwayah is shadh, is unusual, is not authentic. So the one that is say to memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Is the correct one. Now the second hadith, inshallah, we read it after we read the explanation of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, the author of the book Riyad al-Saliheen, Garden of the Righteousness, had mentioned in his book the excellency of reciting certain verses and certain surahs from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith he relating to us about the virtues of reciting and committing to memorization the Surah Al-Kahf, or the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, as well as the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us that whosoever memorized the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, he will be protected from Ad-Dajjal. Ad-Dajjal, which you, some people call it in English Antichrist or the false Messiah, is a human being, but he is a kafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive him, or will send him in the end of the time, which he will claim in the beginning of his time, he will claim prophethood. Later on, he will claim that he is a god. Ask Allah's protection. And his trial and his temptation is so serious. It will be the greatest temptation that ever exists since the creation of Adam until the day of judgment. That means since the creation of Adam until the rising of the hour and the establishment of the day of judgment, there is no trial, there is no temptation will be more serious than a Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated what the meaning is, إن خرج وأنا فيكم فأنا حجيجه دونكم وإلا فالله خليفتي على كل مسلم. If the Dajjal happened to show up while I'm alive, i.e. the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, if the Dajjal happened to show up while I'm still alive, I'll be the one who defeat him, argue with him, debate with him, shows him that he is a false person. Otherwise, if he show after me, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the khalifa upon every Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one that I trusted to take care of you after me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had warned against the trial of the Dajjal. Not only the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in actuality no prophet had came before unless except that he had warned his nation and his community. The purpose of warning the people so they can prepare for this great trial. Although we understand that is not coming until the last moment, although that we understand that he's not going to come until the end of life, but the warning is for the people to be alert, aware, prepare. And also the people to know how serious is this. And no one will be saved from this trial except those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a means and a way for them. This man, Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, Allah will provide him with abilities to such a degree became a temptation for people. As example, this man will command the heaven to send rain and will obey him. He will command the earth to bring vegetation and its fruits, and it will obey him. He will go to a people which they have no cultivation in the land, and they are depressed, and they are in poverty, and he will go and command the earth, the sky to send the rain, and the earth to bring about vegetation, and the people, they will see it immediately to such a degree that their cattle will eat and they will be so fat, and they give milk right away. While this Dajjal will go to another community, especially those who deny him, and he will cause them to go in poverty. What other fitness that we can imagine beyond this? Especially in a desert place, which the people have no means of livelihood, and they depend on the rain and their cultivation. As a result of this, a lot of people, they will follow him. This man, he will have something which you call Jannah and hellfire. Whosoever obey him, he will send him to his Jannah, which in actuality is not a Jannah, it is a hellfire. And those who disobey him, he will send them to his hellfire, which is not a hellfire, it is in actuality Jannah. But this is the way how it's going to see, and the people view it and assuming, but this is the deception and this is the trial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all. The people may be excused because they don't see anything unless what they believe in what they see. So things look to them to be look like Jannah. So this is what they assume that is Jannah. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us about him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us about him. So from now we know that he's a liar. So we need to remember this when we see him. So whatever it looks to us to be Jannah is not truly Jannah. And whatever it seems to us to be hellfire is not hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about his signs also, that is written between his two eyes, kafir. Every believer will be able to read it. You see, we didn't say every person who can read. No, every believer. So the faith is the protection. Thank you. Thank you. Same thing like in the grave. If a person is a believer, he will be able to answer the angel the proper answer. He will say, Allah is my Lord. Al-Islam is my religion. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my prophet. But the hypocrite, even if he know how to read and write, he's not going to be able to answer the angels. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us one of the great signs about this man so we can be aware about him. He said that he's a cross eye, that he is with one eye. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that your Lord is not cross eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have two eyes, but this man has only one eye. So if he tell you that I'm your Lord, don't believe him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all deficiency. So whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him, he will be saved from the trial of the Dajjal. This Dajjal, Antichrist, he will remain in the earth for 40 days. The first day will be equal to 1 year. The second day will be equal to 30 days, a whole month. The third day will be equal to 1 week. And after this, the rest of his days will be like our days, 24 hours. He will remain all these 40 days in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send after this Isa alayhi salam, son of Mary, which he will come and he will kill the Antichrist, the true Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, the true prophet, the pure one, the good one, the prophet of Allah. He will come and kill the filthy liar one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he know about the seriousness of this matter. Therefore, he command us to seek Allah's refuge in every salah from this Dajjal. He say, after you finish your tashahud, mean at-tahiyyatu lillah, after you finish, you say, أعوذ بالله من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. That you're supposed to say after you finish your tashahud, O Allah, I seek refuge in thee from the punishment of hellfire, from the trial and the punishment of the grave, and the temptation of the life and death, and from the trial of the Antichrist. It is very important for us to seek refuge in Allah with sincere heart, that He protect us from the trial of the Antichrist. Also, the Prophet ﷺ told us other means to protect us, ourselves, from the Antichrist. How? By learning, memorizing the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. So when you see the Antichrist, you recite the first 10 verses and this will defeat him. He could not deceive you. He could not argue and debate with you, because you will have the protection. Recite the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. And this what is our subject about, learning certain verses and certain surahs that been recommended to be memorized and to be learned and to be read in certain occasions. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us about other surahs and other verses that we need to learn them, like Surah Al-Fatiha and the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. If any believer recites these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give him what's in these surahs. If you really trust in Allah and you say it with a heart full with iman, that Allah will answer your call, especially when you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. The path of those whom you are pleased with them, not those who you are angry with them, and those who went astray. So when you say this Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity and total devotion to Allah and believe in it, so Allah will give you what's in it. Also, like Surah Al-Baqarah, the last two verses, when you say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. 7 sentences in this 2 verses. Each one is a supplication. Every believer should call in Allah and ask Him with a full sincerity and trust in His heart. And if you say it with this quality of a trust and faith, Allah will guarantee you what's in it. As example, he's saying, O Allah, don't blame us if we forget or do something by mistake. O Allah, don't put burden on us as you put burden on those who before us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, be merciful to us. You are our wali, so give us victory over the kuffar. This is verses that we need to learn, and we utilize it inshallah. We end inshallah with the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, or hadith Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, which is hadith number 10 1022. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, بينما جبريل عليه السلام بينما جبريل عليه السلام قاعد عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع نقيضا من فوقه فرفع رأسه فقال هذا باب من السماء فتح اليوم ولم يفتح قط إلا اليوم فنزل منه ملك فقال هذا ملك نزل إلى الأرض لم ينزل قط إلا اليوم فسلم وقال أبشر بنورين أوتيتهما لم يؤتهما نبي قبلك فاتحة الكتاب وخواتيم سورة البقرة لن تقرأ بحرف منها إلا أعطيته رواه مسلم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated ابن عباس رضي الله عنه والجبريل عليه السلام sitting with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard a cracking sound above him. He lifted his head and said, this is a gate which has been opened in the heaven today. It was never opened before. Then an angel descended through it. He said, this is an angel who has come down to earth. He never came down before. He sent salutation and said, rejoice in two lights given to you. Such lights were not bestowed upon any other prophet before you. These lights are Fatihatul Kitab, Surah Al-Fatiha, the open chapter, and the concluding verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. You will never recite a word from them without being given the blessings of its countenance. And this in the collection of Al-Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh. Now the next chapter, which is related to the Quran also, this is chapter number 184, باب استحباب الاجتماع على القراءة. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Sister Laila, need to make a pause please here.